Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had one post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post described a study where the authors found that complications following anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction are rare. Patients who smoke have a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or difficulty breathing have a greater risk of complications than those that do not. If we take a closer look at this post, we see that 66 out of almost 5,000 patients experienced complications, meaning just 1.3% of patients had any complications. Among these, 27 patients had major complications and 43 had minor complications. The most common complications following surgery were symptomatic deep vein thrombosis and return to surgery for unknown reasons. Patients with difficulty breathing, who smoke, or who had a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease were more likely to have complications. However, the authors noted that other factors, for example, surgical techniques, are more likely to play a key role in determining who will experience post-operative complications. The data presented in this study are important because it suggests that a patient with a history of smoking, difficulty of breathing, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease may be more likely to have complications following an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Clinicians should educate patients who have these factors about their greater risk of complications. It's important to note that just because these factors are related to a greater risk of complications, it does not mean that we can predict who is at risk. The authors noted that there may be a lot of other factors that could influence the risk of complications. For example, surgical technique, variations between facilities, and other patient-related factors. While more research should be completed to confirm the results of the study, clinicians need to educate their patients prior to undergoing surgery about their risk of complications. I thought this was an interesting post this week because it made me question whether these high-risk patients really need an ACL reconstruction or whether we could try conservative care first. Over the last few weeks, we've had several podcasts and posts about the idea that, at least for some patients, it's worth trying conservative care when a patient presents with an anterior cruciate ligament injury. And so I think it's important for these higher risk patients, for example, those with difficulty breathing or a history of smoking, to ask them, what are their expectations from the surgery? What activity levels and what types of activities do they want to return to? And then we can think about whether or not they might be a better match for at least initially trying conservative management. However, if they still opt to go for the ACL reconstruction, then at least we can do is warn them. And I think that's an important conversation for us to have with them. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a well blog post from the New York Times that discusses how school athletes often lack adequate protection. And I highly recommend you checking this out, and we'll have a link to it on our podcast website. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking to get an early start with evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.